Preface of The San Francisco Calamity by Earthquake and Fire. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Avayi in May 2010. The San Francisco Calamity by Earthquake and Fire. A complete and accurate account of the fearful disaster which visited the great city and the Pacific coast, the reign of panic and lawlessness, the plight of 300,000 homeless people, and the worldwide rush to the rescue. Told by eyewitnesses. Including graphic and reliable accounts of all great earthquakes and volcanic eruptions in the world's history, and scientific explanations of their causes. Edited by Charles Morris. Preface. Earthquake and famine, fire and sudden death, these are the destroyers that men fear when they come singly, but upon the unhappy people of California they came together, a hideous quartet, to slay human beings, to blot from existence the wealth that represented prolonged and strenuous effort to bring hunger and speechless misery to 300,000 homeless and terror-stricken people. The full measure of the catastrophe can probably never be taken. The summary cannot be made amid the panic, the confusion, the removal of ancient landmarks, the complete subversion of the ordinary machinery of society. When chaos comes, as it did in San Francisco, and all the channels of familiar life are closed, and human anguish grows to be intolerable, compilation of statistics is impossible, even if it were not repugnant to the feelings. And when order is once more restored after the lapse of many weeks, months, or perhaps years, the details of the calamity have merged into one undecipherable mass of misery which defies the analyst and the historian. It is the purpose of this book faithfully to record the story of these awful days when years were lived in a moment, and to preserve an accurate chronicle of them, not only for the people whose hearts yearn in sympathy today, but for their posterity. Other frightful catastrophes the world has known. The earthquake which dropped Lisbon into the sea in 1755, and in a moment swallowed up 25,000 people, was perhaps more awful than the convulsion which has brought woe to San Francisco. When Krakatoa Mountain, in the Straits of Sunda, in 1883, split asunder and poured across the land a mighty wave, in which 36,000 human beings perished, the results also were more terrible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?